name. Let's stand together if you'd like as we bow our heads and open the service. Father, Lord, we're truly appreciative. Oh, God, it's wonderful. As we enter into the temple this morning, Lord, a little building you've prepared for us to gather. Lord, your Spirit's here. It's wooing us. Oh, God, closer walk with you. Lord, just deal with every heart that's here this morning. Guide us. Lord, reveal your word to us in a greater measure. And Lord, may we, Father, take care of our lives. Check ourselves. May we not concern ourselves with the welfare of others before us as far as trying to guide them so much. For Lord, if we take care of our own selves, Lord. Oh, Father. I need you, Lord. Lord, I see so much shortness in my heart, my life. Lord, I want to draw closer and closer to you. Lord, I need to run this race. Lord God, give me strength. Bless us and draw us ever closer to you. May your will be done in every heart and every life, I ask in your precious name, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise his name. You may be seated. Oh, he's wonderful, saints. Hallelujah. Praise his name. Let's turn, if you would, just the first little book in the little page in our little pamphlets there. Keep coming back. Amen. Praise his name. Start with a little chorus there in the middle. I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is his power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, blessed is the fountain in a barren land that satisfies the thirst of the inner man. No better place can be found to dwell. Oh, won't you come to the well? Amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How his joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God, amen. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, keep coming back, amen. Oh, I keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whenever temptation and trials I face, amen. Sing that last little verse again. Oh, Jesus made a well at Calvary for healing, cleansing, and victory. How his joy overflows, no tongue can tell. I thank God for the well, amen. Oh, we keep coming back to the well of grace. Great is the power, sweet is the taste. Whatever temptation and trials I face, I keep coming back to the well. Amen. Do you go dipping in the well? All the time, saints. Amen. Praise his holy name. Page 139 in our big books. Amen. He abides. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the pilgrim way, for the hand of and the reason of my bliss. Yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abide with me. Oh, he abides. Oh, he abides. Oh, hallelujah, he abides with me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, till I heard how Jesus died upon the tree. Oh, then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, he abides. Oh, he abides. Oh, hallelujah, he abides with me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. Oh, he is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird, just as free. For the Spirit has control, Jesus satisfies my soul, since the Comforter abides with me. Oh, he abides, he abides. Oh, hallelujah, he abides with me. Oh, I'm rejoicing night and day, for the things of the world they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly, oh, my night was turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter of my amen. Are you thankful? Oh, he abides. Oh, he abides. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Are you thankful he's abiding in your heart? Hallelujah. Right there below, I want to sing that song too. Redeemed. Amen.
Redeemed, how I love to proclaim him. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Redeemed through his infinite mercy. His child and forever I am. Amen. Redeemed. Oh, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Redeemed. Redeemed. His child and forever I am. Amen.
Redeemed and so happy in Jesus. No language my rapture can tell. I know that the light of his presence with me doth continually dwell.
Amen. Sing it. Redeemed, oh, redeemed, oh, redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Amen.
Oh, redeemed, redeemed, his child and forever I am. I think of my blessed Redeemer, I think of him all the day long. I sing, for I cannot be silent. His love is the theme of my song. Shall see in his beauty the King in whose law I delight, who lovingly guardeth my footsteps and giveth me songs in the night. Oh, redeem, oh, redeem, redeem by the blood of the say, I'm redeemed. It's by his love divine. Oh, glory, glory. Christ is mine. Hallelujah. Oh, he's wonderful. Amen. Brother Luke, would you like to come up for the offering this morning? Praise his name. That's the blessing on if you will, brother. Yes. Oh. Oh, I want to see him. Let's sing that one together. Oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, then sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice. And oh, I want to see him, look upon his face, there to sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Cares all past, oh my life, ever to rejoice. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you have something on your heart, a need, a request? Amen. Just hold it on your heart as we bow our heads. Brother Leffler, would you take the request this morning?
Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord. Knowing, Lord, Father, we come in the Spirit, Father. Nor we come any other way than Lord, we're wrong. Father, I'm asking and praying, Father, you'll be with each one, Lord, today. Those who've got needs on their heart, Father. Those who've got problems, Father. Those that are sick and afflicted. And I pray, Lord, you remember Bob this morning, Father. Lord, you'll go into him, Lord, and talk to him, Father, Father. Father, we know, Lord, we're coming to near, as the pastor said many times. We're coming to that end of the road. I was reading there last night, Father. The prophet said, how close are we? How close are we standing right now to the coming of the Lord?
Yes.
Lord, if we're close then, what are we now, Father?
Amen.
Lord, we're praying, Lord, today, Father.
Yes.
Whatever is brought forth, give us ears to hear, understanding.
Yes.
Lord, wisdom, Father. Lord, let us have a revelation of thy word.
Yes.
Help us, Father, each one. Father, I just pray, Lord, pray for prayer for my son, Father. Lord, those that are out, Lord.
Yes.
Each one, Lord, the time is drawing near, Father.
Yes.
Lord, I'm asking and praying, Father, for mercy upon each one of us, Father.
Yes.
We do not lose the battle. We do not lose the fight. So we're asking and praying this in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Praise his name. Someone in the congregation have a song special? Amen. Praise his name. Do you have something this morning, Karen? Let's be cut.
We have heard it many times that we must live by every word today. It's been spoken time and time again, the token must be on display. Now is it only words we hear? Have we let it just become routine? Oh, where are the desperate hearts that cry out to the Lord sincerely? Don't let me be deceived and think that everything's all right in my life. Don't let me be so foolish to think that I can cover up and hide. I can't hide. But let desperation strike my heart until I realize that I must live by every word, and if I'm short, I'll die.
I will die.
And until I reach that height, let me not be satisfied. When God's precious word is brought and shows me one place that I have come short,
right then there must be some changes made. I can't go on as before.
It might mean a rocky place, many footsteps that I must retrace. But Lord, whatever the cost may be, my heart cries out sincerely, just don't let me be deceived and think that everything's all right in my life. Don't let me be so foolish to think that I can cover up and hide.
I can't hide.
But let desperation strike my heart until I realize that I must live by every word, and if I'm short, I'll die.
I will die.
And until I reach that height, let me not be satisfied.
Amen. Praise his name. Let's stand, if you will, together. Amen. Sing a little chorus, Only Believe.
Only be. let's just bow our heads. Precious Lord Jesus, we came here this morning, Lord, to hear you speak to our hearts through the Word of God. And we ask that you would help us to believe today. Believe every word, Lord, that proceeds from the mouth of God. Lord, help us now. We are such a needy people. And we humbly come before you this morning, and knowing that we have a need. And Lord, if we came in here not realizing we have a need, then Lord, help us even realize we have needs. Lord Jesus, we're living in the last moments of time now. Everything, Lord, that you spoke through that prophet, oh God, it must be fulfilled.
Amen.
And Lord, that little bride, Lord Jesus, is so hungry to hear every word and to live by it, have revealed to her, Lord, oh God, because she loves you and she wants to do everything that pleases you. So help us now, Father, this day. And again, Lord, help each one of us to commit ourselves to you for the receiving of the Word of God. And Lord, help me today, Lord, to bringing forth your Word, that, Father, you can have the preeminence in everything that's said and done.
Amen.
Again, for the purpose that you would get the glory and the honor for it all. In your lovely, most precious name, our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I am so thankful.
Amen.
For his mercy and his grace.
Amen.
Amen. Let us turn our Bibles again to 1 John in the 3rd chapter. We'd like to read this little scripture again we read last week. Amen. Again, hoping you've come this morning with your hearts open and desires right, and not letting anything of the world and cares of life distract you from what God has for you today. That is a tremendous thing going on today, and a terrible thing, where people's hearts and lives is being distracted from the Lord Jesus Christ. And only the true bride of Jesus Christ will survive.
Amen.
Through all these things of this life. 1 John 3, and let's begin 20th verse again. For if our hearts or our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if our heart condemn us not, then have we confidence toward God. And whatsoever we ask, we receive of him, because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. Again, may the Lord bless reading his word. You may be seated. Let me just renew our minds back to this, especially this little last verse here we read. And whatsoever we ask, I'm sure probably as individuals and serving the Lord, as many times in life we will ask God for help or to provide our needs, whatever it may be, that maybe sickness, maybe just different things that happen in life. We always are asking God for something. And the thing of it is, though, that whatsoever we ask to match the Scripture, we are to receive of him. I want you to think about that. Because again, God predestinated a people to match his word. Is that right?
Amen.
So that his word wouldn't go out void and be as though nothing was ever said. But God predestinated a people that what he speaks in Scripture, it'll be manifested in life.
Amen.
To human beings. The people that he chose before the foundation of the world. So we find this is not a saying of fantasy and a fairy tale, but it's true. That whatsoever we ask, we receive of him. We don't sit around hope for it. We receive of him. Because we keep his commandments. Again, there is a people that's been predestined and it sees the importance of keeping his commandments. And it is fulfilled, it is manifested in their life to keep the word of God in their life. It's the most important thing to that type of people to keep his word, to live by it regardless of trials and tests in life. Oh, but it seems like so many are still satisfied in failing tests, almost as if they get a high off of failing tests and trials. They get exuberant and feel joy because they failed instead of remorse and sorrow and hatred for that thing that they failed with. It just seems to be all twisted around. It seems like people are happy and excited about failing tests. But to the true bride of Jesus Christ, she hates to fail. She hates it. And it tears her up. Brings sorrow in her. She just can't stand it, you know. But because we keep his commandments, now we sit here as individuals today, and God only knows who it is that keeps his commandments. We'll say, Brother Steve, I know I keep his commandments. Well, we can say that. But sometimes with a foolish heart, a carnal mind, we can think we keep his commandments, but only God alone knows whether we keep his commandments.
Amen.
And whatsoever we ask, we receive him because we keep his commandments and do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So you mean, when things are done right and according, if we do things the way the Word tells us to do, you mean to tell me that pleases God? Yes, it does. And without faith, it's impossible to please God. So without faith, we cannot do those things which to please God, because we don't know how to do it. We don't understand it. We don't know what God's requiring and just how he wants it done. But with faith and by faith, it's very possible to please God. But we realize those that keep his commands do those things that are pleasing in his sight. So, again, we could sit here today, and I can stand here today, and we could ask ourselves, okay, did I keep all his commandments? Do I do those things that are pleasing in his sight? And it may be some sit here and some make it okay and be all right. They do please God. But it's more the chance of sitting here and not pleasing God and think we do. It's more possibility. In this hour we live in age where Satan is throwing everything possibly imaginable at the bride of Jesus Christ. But again, God predestinated the people to be conformed to the image of his Son.
Amen.
And that Son said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeds from the mouth of God. And there's been a people predestinated to that same desire, that same longing, they say, to have that same cry in their heart, to do everything God wants them to do. And then in a little bit further over in 1 John 5:14-15, he says, and this is the confidence that we have in him. Our confidence. Confidence is what? Assurance. This is the confidence. This is the assurance that we have of him, in him. That if we ask anything, now here's the catcher, the prophet taught on it before, and I've read those things, according to his will. Again, you don't even know how to ask according to his will without faith. Without revelation, We can get carnal and ask for things that we shouldn't ask for. Then we cannot expect God to give us that. But if we know we're doing everything pleasing in His sight, and we know we're filled with His same Spirit that raised Him from the dead, we shall ask according to His will. We know He'll hear us, that He heareth us. And if we know that He hear us, now that's a big thing to know. To know the great God that created all things is going to hear you. That's something to know. Not sit there and hope He heard us and think that He heard us and wished He would, but to really know that He heard us when we ask Him. How many times do we ask God for something and don't know for sure that He even heard us, that maybe our prayer was just wasted hot air? But when we prayed and asked God and know it was according to His will, do we really know He heard us? He heard exactly what you asked for. Well, He says here, if we know that He hear us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of Him. Wow. We know we have the petition that we asked for of Him. And again, as I said Thursday night, you know, and I said last Sunday, everyone sitting here, I'm sure, probably has a need. Every one of us. If it isn't physical, and probably 80% of us have a physical need of some sort. That maybe our bodies are not exactly like it should be. But I'm sure there's most of us in here that have a need. There's even young people in here that have needs. Yeah. We all have a need somewhere. And if not physical, it'd be spiritual. If it's not spiritual, it may be something material needed in our life to continue to do something. Maybe even for the Lord. You see? Well, let me read this again. This is in Spiritual Food in Due Season. This was July 18, 1965. And we know we'll try to make quick as we can tonight on Sunday night. We give over to prayer for the sick and have a prayer line as we can get one up here. But we are dedicating this service tonight for prayer for the sick. And I want you to get built up now in this holy oracles of God. I've read this many times, but I want to read it with this morning. These quotes. I want you to get built up now in the holy oracles of God. The holy oracles of God is a divine word that God speaks. In the faith of this hour. Not the faith back in Pentecost, but this last day Pentecost that went through. That won't work for today. The faith of this hour. The revelation of this hour. This last day Pentecost that we've seen go through in the 50s and so forth and through that era in the 60s, that was not a rapturing age. This is a rapturing age. Okay? The faith. It's going to take more faith than ever was in any age. For this has to be rapturing faith to be taken up. And so we want you to believe tonight in all that you have seen and heard, the word that you have heard preached, the signs and wonders that you have seen done. We want you to accumulate all that together in your heart and consider it, whether it, if that be God or not. I think we could probably pretty well be assured that all of us can be assured that it's been God. Through all the mysteries that God revealed, through the signs and wonders, the vindicating of the Spirit of God through the ministry of the prophet and everything, we should surely be able to be assured that it's been God
But is it a continuation of God today? Does God still exist? Now remember the messages recently on the presence of God. Recognizing the presence of God. Well, I spoke on Thursday evening even. Finding the favor of God. All these different things I want you to keep in mind. Okay, for what I want to bring today. But remember, in this age, we've got to get built up in the holy oracles of God. The divine word of God that He has spoken. The faith of this hour is a rapturing age. Our people will be changed as the scripture spoke of. Be caught up. Be changed in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. Oh, what great faith that shall be. He says here, renew our minds again in the first seal. And remember again, this is the first seal. So not everything had been revealed yet. But he says here in paragraph 75, and then there's coming forth. Remember, it's the first seal. Seven mysterious thunders. That's not even written at all. That's right. And I believe that through those seven thunders will be revealed in the last days. Remember again, this was the first seal, so not everything had came yet at this point. But now it has. It came. Okay? In order to get the bride together for rapturing faith. That's what all these messages is about, is getting a bride ready for a rapture. To be caught up, this body's changed from mortal to immortal. Oh, what we should have upon our hearts and our minds as we go through the day. You see? Because what we got right now, again, this is in the first seal. What we got right now, we wouldn't be able to do it. I want just stop and think a moment there now. If these things that the prophet ended up bringing after this first seal, the remainder of the seals, these mysteries brought forth, if we as an individual have not had it revealed to us, we are still not able. Just because it came now doesn't mean it made us able. It has to be revealed to us what was said. Is that right?
Amen.
Otherwise, we're just sitting around saying, yeah, I believe the mysteries came forth and it's all finished and it's all done. So, what's that mean for you? What's it mean for me? If it has not been a personal revelation to us, we still ain't ready. Do you understand what I'm saying? It's so simple. There's something we've got to step farther. We can't have enough faith for divine healing hardly. I believe that's what God wants you to get to, at least that part. Remember, we grow as calves in the stall. You're not going to bypass being able to get divine healing and go into rapture. No. Why can't we have divine healings now? Huh? Why do we go to a doctor and all of our trust is completely on that doctor? Instead of God taking care of the situation. I remember, if we can't hardly get a divine healing, how are we ever going to be in a rapture? I didn't say that He did. I just read it to you. Did I not? If we cannot hardly get a divine healing, what is divine? God. A healing from God, not from a doctor. If we cannot hardly get a divine healing, how are we ever going to be in a rapture? Now, doctors is fine again, as the prophet expressed it. That's fine. But I believe the little bride, as individuals, there's something going on the inside. They know there's word in their life that has to be matched. It has to be. You see? He said, there's something we've got to step farther. We can't have enough faith for divine healing, hardly. We've got to have enough faith to be changed in a moment and swept off of this earth. And we'll find that after a while, Lord willing, find there where it's written. Oh my. And as he begins to bring forth these seals, and the mystery's coming forth, we see the picture unfold. You see? And then little nuggets like I'm going to read here now is what begins to strike the bride's heart. And she knows something's got to be done. And she finds these places what takes to get it done. In her life. And she'll never forget it. Never. For she has the Comforter.
Amen.
Which is the Holy Ghost. That's a lot of problem today too, is not having the Comforter. People wonder why the word doesn't get recalled back to them when a trial comes, a test strike them, when a bad situation comes forth. Seems like everything's caving in on them. There's nothing there to recall back the Word of God. But God keeps His Word. Whether we're a human being that it doesn't happen in, God keeps His Word.
Amen.
When He which is the Comforter shall come, which is the Holy Ghost, He shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance whatsoever
Amen.
I have said unto you. Is that right?
St.
John 14, all right, let's go on now. The super sign. And this is November 29th, 1963, paragraph 178. Let's read this again. He said, let's bow our heads just a moment. I'm going to stop here on them notes right there. I said I was going to make an altar call and let Billy Paul give out prayer cards. We didn't have any prayer cards tonight. It was too late. I read this now the other night. It was too late to give them out. I forgot my promise. I'll have him tomorrow night about 6 o'clock. But we don't need the prayer cards anyhow. I've always tried to get you away from the tradition of laying of hands on like the Jews did. Jairus said, come lay your hands on my daughter and she'll live. The Roman said, which was a Gentile, which is what we are, just speak the word. That was the Gentile way of believing it. So when I read these things, I want you to remember. It's not the laying on hands that we are speaking about. But it's you in that position that whatsoever you ask, He'll give you your petition. Not what somebody asks for you. It's all good. Somebody pray for you. That's all part of it, you see.
Amen.
But what about us as individuals? Remember when this great rapture takes place, this great time of coming and this catching away, remember, you're all on your own. There's nobody going to be standing around and say, come on, brother, get enough faith. Come on, it's happening. Come on, get that rapture faith now, brother. Get it. If you don't get it now, you won't be there. You'll never change in a moment, in a twinkle of an eye. So may these things I read today build you up into the holy oracles of God. The faith. The faith of this hour. This is in Luke, titled Luke. April 28, 1963. I'll read this again real quickly. We must focus our lives, not what somebody else says, but focus our lives to Him. If you want to get somewhere, this is what you're going to have to do. And He is the Word. He didn't tell us here to focus on a pastor. He didn't tell us focus on your preacher or your ministry. He said to focus on Him, the Word. And He is the Word. If we get our lives lined with the Word, then the Word in our life becomes the same. That's the only ones that's going to be in a rapture. He said, if ye abide in me and my word in you, then you ask what you will. I want you to catch that. Then you ask what you will. Not have the preacher, not have Brother Branham, but you ask what you will. Now again, this message today would offend many in this message because they're Brother Branham followers instead of God followers in the Word. In all respects, I know Brother Branham was the prophet of the age. God spoke through his lips, but I'm not a man worshiper. I worship the one true God.
Amen.
And so many in this message are falling into a point and falling into a pit of worship of man. And if they can't keep Brother Branham in their sight, they try to make a pastor in their sight. You see? And it's turned into some total chaos. A mess. Didn't John the Baptist himself say, He may increase and I may decrease? The same angel came to the to Brother Branham on the river and told him the same thing.
Amen.
As John the Baptist was sent to forerun the first coming of Christ, so have I sent you to forerun the second coming of Christ. See?
Amen.
Oh my. It'll be granted. He says, if you abide in me and my word in you, then you ask what you will. It'll be granted to you. Verily I say unto you, if you say to this mountain, be moved, and don't doubt in your heart. The word has said the preacher do it for you. No. You. But believe what you have said will come to pass. You can have what you said. Oh my. He says, not what I said. Here Brother Brandon Standard said, not what I said. What you said.
Amen.
Now you tell me that prophet wasn't trying to get your eyes on Christ.
Amen.
Huh? And what Christ wants to do through you. God done did through him what he was supposed to do. But now what about us? You see? It's what you said. You can have. Oh, do we sit here today with that kind of confidence? That what we say, we can have. But Him knowing, being filled with His same Spirit, we will ask according to His will, not flesh and carnality. Because you and He became the same. Wow. Because the mind that was in Christ is in you. Oh. And the mind that was in Christ was to fulfill the Father's word. I know it's the Father's will that He's our healer. Is that right?
Amen.
He showed us time and time and time and time again. He showed us He was to be our what? Provider. Is that right?
Amen.
Time and time and time again. You say, Brother Steve, that's only in the New Testament. Now, you go back to the Old Testament, you should still see where God was the provider.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. He says, because it's the Father's Word, which He was the Word. There you are. Then you and the Word are focused in. So in other words, what I'm going to read today, you're focused into being the same thing. Is that right? Because it's the Word. The Scripture I started out with. You're focused in, supposed to be focused in, to do the same thing and be the same thing. You become a living unit of God. Oh, how great He says. Amen. Now in the token, March 8, 1964. And then we'll continue on after this with some quotes I haven't read real recently. But you know what? The Word of God never gets old. Never. I don't care how many times you hear it. There's something, if you're open and your heart is open for God to speak to your heart and reveal His Word, there's something about every time you receive something out of it. Oh my. And a token, this was the one he preached March 8, 1964, paragraph 136. He says, move out all the worldly trash. Now there's where it starts. Move out all the worldly trash. And I wonder, in our lives as individuals, have we done that? But remember, Satan has offered a lot of things to keep that trash in front of you. Through newspapers, through magazines, through phones, through computers. Just daily living atmosphere. Move out all the trash out of your house. Get ready for it. Burn up your shorts. I could go for any clothing that isn't pleasing to God. Not just women with their shorts. Men with their shorts. Burn it up. Get rid of it. Another message is said to TVs. And I'm going to tell you what, telephones today is way worse than a TV ever was. Oh, yeah. You can make that phone really terrible, way worse than a TV ever was. Yeah. Throw your card tables away. Yeah. Get rid of your cigarettes. Dump your unbelief of your church papers in the trash can. Throw your church papers, all your unbelief, in the trash can. Where they belong.
Amen.
Amen. Then you're getting ready. Wow, until I do all that, I'm not even getting ready? Nope. We're not ready for what God's going to do until that happens. Then what to do? Then apply the token. It's baptism of the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit living in you. In prayer. With real evidence. That means every passerby can see it. Everybody passing by can see it. And then next, real faith. Apply it. Apply it with confidence. When you apply the token, know that you are cleaned up. You know that you're cleaned up. I wonder of us today, all of us, if we know we're cleaned up. Everything's cleaned up. Anything at all that could be wrong in our lives, are we walking in a constant state of it cleaned up? Huh? If our hearts condemn us not, then we have our request. But you got to walk knowing you're cleaned up first. Yeah. As long as you people are doing them things that's wrong, now he mentions this too in Perfect Faith, how are you going to ask God to do anything for you when you know you're wrong? Lord will, in the next few minutes, we're going to talk about that. How are we going to know we're going to get anything from God if we know we're wrong? How are we going to get anything from God? Because we're condemned. That's the reason we just stagger up and stagger back. Yeah. That's why some would come up the prayer line, they'd stagger up and they'd stagger back. That's why some will sit there and say, Lord Jesus, I ask you to heal me. They stagger to him and they stagger back off. Because they know they're not keeping the slate clean. Yeah. I'm not saying this to hurt you, he said, to hurt. I'm saying this to straighten out, to get things right. Wow. How are you going to build upon the chars of Sodom and Gomorrah? In other words, the filth of the world. How are you going to build upon that? How are you going to build upon that if you ain't got all this trash cleaned up in your life? Huh? Thinking things you shouldn't think. Looking at things you shouldn't look at. Maybe going places you shouldn't go. Or it may be. Huh? Oh my. From that time, July 13, 1962, I read this Thursday night. God never did bless Abraham till he fully obeyed him. He took his father, the old man, he said his hair in the soup, excuse the expression, but he was always wrong, and then got Lot, and then he finally went down there, and after Lot separated himself, then God said to Abraham, rise up and walk through the land. I'll give it all to you. It's all yours. Now you see the type? What about us getting rid of all this trash? And all this carnality and everything, anything that wouldn't please God. Look what God will give us. He doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Those things were just shadows of the real to come. See? He never fully blessed him till Abraham fully obeyed.
Amen.
Wow. He never fully blessed. Well, we get little blessings here, but look how much more we can be blessed.
Amen.
Wow. How would you like to be free of diabetes? How would you like to be free of high blood pressure? How would you like to be free of high cholesterol? How would you like to be free of that stomach disease? That bowel problem. How would you like to be free from all that? Huh? Well, remember, Abraham wasn't fully blessed until he fully obeyed. It hasn't changed for today.
Amen.
Now you know. Now you know. Yeah. Now if you want to use the excuse, well, I'm because of this, and I inherited this, and I'm old, and this, well, you just go on with the rest of the spies. But Joshua and Caleb said, men and brethren,
Amen.
We're more than able. He says, and you'll never be able to get anything from God and have favor with God. My brothers and sisters, wherever you are, until we fully obey the word of God. Wow. Until we fully obey the word of God. What happens when we fully obey the word of God? Because now we got confidence that I'm doing everything he tells me to do. And I can stand before him and know that I'm righteous. That I am a son of God. But, and the token's on display. So I know this promise belongs to me. But when I'm doing things wrong constantly, not overcoming and not throwing the trash out, not obeying his word, I can't sit there and say, I know I'm a son of God. Because I know a son of God, the word says, would be an overcomer. So I don't sit there. I don't know if I'm a son of God and these promises belong to me. Because the promises belong to the sons of God. But as long as I don't see him in my life living and taking my life over to overcome these things, I sit there and think, wow, I don't know if I'm even a son. These things belong to me or not. And I'm condemned. And I can't get rid of the trash over here. And I just can't get rid of this. And I just can't quit doing that. So I don't know if I'm a son of God. Of course, I'll say it again. And naturally, you know, the promises don't belong to you. Because you know you're not a son of God. Of course, we try to think, oh, yes, I am. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. Mind over matter. You can sit there and wish and want and hope. No. It's whether Jesus Christ has come in our lives and taken over. Then all the trash goes out. The desire to throw the trash is there, out.
Amen.
The desire is burning to get rid of it and stop the nonsense. Quit failing trials and tests. Burns inside of us. Hate the very thought of failing one test. But I'll say this again. The sad thing of it is in this age in people's lives is they're completely tangled into a test and trial and almost totally choked with it. And don't even realize the test and trial's there.
Amen.
Don't even realize what's going on? It's just fall for it, let it saturate us and eat us up and tear us up, and then maybe the preacher will say something about it that comes close to the same idea. And, oh, you know, I shouldn't have done that. That wasn't the Holy Ghost, that was the preacher. Reminding your brain that you've done wrong. So now the human spirit's thinking this all out, the conscience and me, reasoning, imagination. Oh, I've done wrong. Lord Jesus, forgive me. Where's that little Holy Ghost inside teacher?
Amen.
Pecking. Pecking. Pecking when something's going on, starting. Be careful. Be careful. Don't you fall for that. Body quickly turns to it. That's what overcoming is, in case we don't know. Because it didn't swallow you. The word in you overcame it, and now you're an overcomer. Not keep falling in the same trap and doing the same things over and over and over and just keep doing wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong and expect I'm a son of God. Holy Ghost teacher inside you will point these things out and say, hey, this is going the wrong way. Turn away from it. Yes, Lord. There's the overcomer. There's the overcomer. Not the one that gets all swallowed up in it and it's right in the great turmoil of it and it's saturating their life and tearing out and eating at them. That's not overcoming. Not even close to it. The devil just beat me. And I fell for it. Yeah. Oh my. It's amen anyhow.
Amen.
And you'll never be able to get anything from God and have favor with God, my brothers and sisters, wherever you are, until we fully obey the word of God. He says, you'll make yourself miserable by just half-heartedly approaching it. Are you miserable? Did you come to service today miserable? Because you can't even recognize a test and a trial and let it eat you up. Are you miserable? Remember, even reading this, the word of God is sharper. A discerner of the heart and the intents of the heart. It knows. It's not my words. It's God's word. God who is rich in mercy. Maybe I'm still on some of the words on Thursday night. I don't know. I'm getting I'm taking too much time here. January 19, 1965, paragraph 84. And today, friend, the only way that we can ever have favor with God, now God is rich in mercy today, but we've got to respect what he said about it. That's his word. We've got to respect what his word says if I want to find favor with God. You just can't take what somebody else said. You've got to take what God said. He said, let every man's word be a lie, mine be true. Let's skip on down here. He says, to be an eagle of God, you've got to follow the word day by day. You've got to continue to feed upon the word. Yeah. Real hurriedly here. All right, if it works as faith expressed, November 26, 1965. He says here, that's the same way with preaching divine healing or anything else. As you go along, you begin to learn. If you don't learn, there's something wrong. See, you've got to learn, and you've got to learn how to accept God and what it really means. We allow it sometimes and say, well, this guy didn't have enough faith, and this guy didn't do this and this. Well, there's a reason there for that. There's a reason. Sometimes it's unconfessed sin. You could pour a gallon of oil on a person and scream till you got hoarse. It'll never move that devil. No, sir. You've got to confess that. That's what discernment does. It says, go make that right and bring that out. And didn't Brother Bram do that many times? The Holy Ghost through him? Would give him a vision and see exactly what that person did? And before he could pray for him, he'd say, you can make that right. You do that first. Because why? They're condemned. They can't come up here before God and get a petition, what they ask for when they're condemned, knowing they've done wrong and not made it right. Impossible. Why? He said, if there's condemnation in your life, straighten that first. This is Imperfect Faith, August 25th. If there's condemnation in your life, straighten that first. If you've got condemnation, or you might have Oral Roberts or a dozen more people who have faith to come here and pray over you and jump up and down and pour oil on you by the gallons. It still won't move. What falls off from Oral's meetings to do that? I catch him in prayer line. He says, you hear him say, you was prayed for before. A man with dark hair, kind of big fella, big jaw, that's Oral Roberts. See, Brother Brandon would see that in the vision. And that was a certain city. Now the Holy Ghost is saying what city it happened in. Earl Roberts prayed for him. And called a certain thing. And the person said, yes, that's right. You was prayed for by such and such a man. See like that. But here it is. Here is your trouble. Go make that thing right. Go out there and confess that sin to your husband or to your wife. Go do this thing. It'll never do you any good, no matter who you pray for, till you make that right. Same way of getting something from God today. It ain't going to happen until everything's right. Everything. Condemnation in your heart, and God will not come into that heart that's condemned. Nation in your heart, God will never come into that heart to condemn. God don't dwell in that. You've got to make it right. Then when you do, you must have faith. If everything's right, you must have faith and believe it and don't be afraid. But see how important it is to make sure everything's right? Making sure everything's right. Maybe we're a young person. Maybe we have a physical need. And maybe we feel we're born again. And maybe they are born again. But maybe when daddy says to do something or mama says to do something, we kind of just got that little thing in, I'm my own person. I'm a big person. I don't have to do that. And when then we spout something off we shouldn't say to mother and dad. No, you're wrong. And you might have some problems. You need only God that can solve it. But you know you're wrong. Do you think you're going to get it from God? Knowing you're wrong and your heart's condemning you? What about as maybe an older person? Maybe, you know, three or four weeks ago or two, whatever it's been, we talked about our children, correcting our children, right? What if there's still something on the inside of us we just don't want to do it scripturally? And we've got a need, and we think God's going to hear me, and God's going to heal me when I'm not obeying His word fully. And we're condemned. We don't think nobody knows anything about it, but remember, He searcheth the reins. He knows our hearts. He knows all about us, you see. He knows if we're condemned by not keeping His word. So he said, Lord Jesus, heal me of this. I believe, God, you're moving in this service and I'm going to get healed. Not until you make it right and it gets changed. You ain't going to get nothing. Yeah. Nothing. Need to think about this.
Amen.
God, don't dwell on that. You've got to make it right. Then when you do, you must have faith. If everything's right. And then Comforter, October 1st, 1961, paragraph 70. I live by the word, Jesus said. It's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And this is it. And that is to given to us as it's given to us as a heritage. It's our inheritance, the word. Oh God, let us think of it in the deepness of it now. It's our privilege. It's this sacred trust that God has put to His church. God gave His word to His church, and that sacred heritage is ours. It's a gift from God. Not to just compromise on this and cut this out and throw this out. Add this to suit our own taste, but to preach the full word, the whole gospel. We are duty-bound as Christians to take it and believe it. When we know, if our hearts condemn us not, then we know we have favor with God. Have confidence. If you do everything He says to do, not throw this out, not throw that out, as I mentioned last week, as so many people are doing, they throw this out, they throw that out. Is there anything in our own personal lives we're throwing out? Maybe respecting our husband? Do we just throw it out? The husband asks the wife to do this, and she may not say a word. Just walk away like nothing was ever spoke, but in her heart, she just plain flat ignores it. I ain't listening to it. And everything was perfectly fine, what the husband asked, not taking away from the word or anything like that. Everything was just fine and dandy, everything good. But in her mind, she thinks, I don't have to do that. I do not have to do that, and I will not do that. And the husband looks and sees, oh, that didn't get done. Huh? I went. You may have high blood pressure right now, and you might just have high cholesterol, or you might have this little problem, that problem. But what are you going to have if you get cancer?
Amen.
Oh, who are you going to run to then?
Amen.
Huh? Who are you going to run to then? Who are you going to run to if you get a big tumor that comes up on your head and it busts open, running down your face? Who are you going to run to then? How interested then will you be to make things right? Huh? Maybe I can stop here. I'll read this. I'll renew our minds back to this one I read Thursday night, and then we'll close for tonight, or this morning. See what I'm trying to do? This is in Jehovah Jireh. April 4th, 1964. I read this in closing Thursday night. See, what I'm trying to do is find favor with God. for this great healing service. Listen. I'm not talking about laying hands on you either. You stand on your own two feet. That's what God wants you to do.
Amen.
You and God. Because it's you that has to rapture. I'm not going to give you a pass so you can get in. No. You're on your own. I'm doing my job. I'm
Amen.
Serving you the word.
Amen.
It's between you and God. See what I'm trying to do? Find favor with God for this great healing service. If I can just get favor, I don't believe there'll be a thing left but what God will heal. If He did that yesterday, what about today?
Amen.
With the word we've got. And if I can just get the people to believe, can I get you just believe the word here?
Amen.
Believe what He's saying? Oh my. I hope by God's grace you'll believe it.
Amen.
Amen. And that you don't have to carry that load around with you in your flesh the rest of your days. But we can be as God promised He would be in a people today. Truly by His stripes, I am healed.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to His name.
Amen.
Oh my. As I said, I could ask you again how many have something you need from God, but I know a lot of you would raise your hand. Yeah. Oh, I know a lot of you would. Maybe you have trouble with migraines. Huh? There's all kinds of issues. Maybe one of your children need touched. Huh? Wow. God can do anything.
Amen.
If we will do what He tells us to do.
Amen.
But as Abraham was, God didn't fully bless Abraham until he fully obeyed. And remember, Abraham was tested. Is that right? And God knew he would obey. What about our test? Does God see that when we are tested, we fully obey His word? Or does He see us constantly failing our test? Failing our test and failing our test. Well, you're not ready then for God to fully bless. But if you're an overcomer, overcoming and see Jesus Christ on the control seat of your heart, God wants to fully bless.
Amen.
Amen. How that ought to encourage us.
Amen.
To want to obey.
Yes.
Do everything He wants us to do.
Amen.
Be kind to people, loving, to think more on the things of others than the things of yourself. All these things. Oh my. God, help us. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand. Amen to His word. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, without any further preliminaries now, we ask, Lord Jesus, that these words of life You would plant it in our hearts and in our minds. And may we, as precious old David said, may we keep this word always before us, that we sin not against Thee. Lord, encourage us and help us to understand these things, that we're here for a purpose. If You said, Lord, and spoke these things about a people that You would be their healer, then, Lord, truly You want to be their healer.
Amen. Yes.
And Lord, I want to be one that you have your preeminence of that too in my life. And Lord, there's needs in this body. And I know, Lord Jesus, that you're more than able to do that which you promised. Oh God, and I'm sure many can stand with me and say the same thing. And Father, we long to glorify you. And prove to this nation, this people, that you are alive and you are still a healer. Myself, Lord, I still want to show the people a photo, an X-ray photo, a before and after. And Lord Jesus, they will know that you are the healer.
Amen.
Nothing else can do it but you alone. Man can do surgeries, but those surgeries has failed by more than 80-some percent. Why would I want to put my trust in something like that? I want my trust in something that's 100%, that has never failed, that's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Lord, may that be the desire of every heart in here in this building today. The Lord put their trust in something 100%.
Amen.
Oh God, we want you to be magnified as our healer.
Yes.
May that be the desire of our hearts, Lord. May we not be satisfied with doctors and medicine, but be satisfied with Jehovah Jireh and the great physician, Jesus Christ, the Lord of all. Thank you, Father. Bless us now. I trust you'll put in the heart of every believer today the true understanding of what you're trying to bring across. That we give you the glory. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we ask these things. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Let's sing a little chorus. We'll give the glory to Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. You're going to give him the glory? Hallelujah. Give him all the glory. Amen. Now, Lord, I will not be ministering tonight unless the Lord tells me to. But we'll ask Brother Timothy to take it. I feel bad about not giving him some of the services here lately, but I want to give him one or two at least. Amen. Here, maybe he'll get Thursday night too. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you, don't forget these things.
Amen.
Well, you know what? I'm going to read it all again. It won't bother me a bit. I get something out of it every time I do.
Amen.
So may God bless you now until we meet again. You're blessed. You're dismissed.